This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Or Allah doesn't want to listen to you, or you're worthless to Allah. Those are all ideas Shaitan wants you to have. Reject those ideas. There's no truth to those ideas.
Before beginning, a quick trigger warning for our viewers. The first Q&A in today's video does contain sensitive issues surrounding depression, suicidal thoughts, and self-harm. And to preserve the privacy of the student asking the question, we decided not to show her face. For anyone experiencing similar mental health struggles, we strongly recommend that you reach out to professionals and get the help that you need.
I want to ask about, I've been diagnosed by depression and bipolar 2, and since then my ear are messed up, but whenever I want to try to connect with Allah, there is some embarrassment and guilty that I'm not good enough to face Him because what I've been through. And I just want to try to connect again, but there is always this feeling to block me.
That's one thing Allah helps us with His own words, right? You feel like you're good enough, not good enough for Allah. But you're speaking on behalf of Allah, right? Because you're saying, Allah says, I'm not good enough. But Allah can speak for Himself, right? So what does Allah say? Allah says, "Inna Allaha yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a, la taqnatu min rahmatillah." Don't lose hope in Allah's rahmah. Don't lose hope in Allah's love. Allah forgives all sins, all mistakes. Allah says, "Karramna bani Adam," He honored all children of Adam. You know, Allah says, "Waman taba wa amila salihan fa innahu yatubu ila Allahi mataba." Whoever makes tawbah has turned to Allah, that's good enough for him. Right? So over and over again, Allah says, don't lose hope. I will not dismiss you or not accept your forgiveness or not let you come close to me. Ujibu da'wat ad-da'i idha da'an. Whenever he calls me, I respond. Whenever he or she calls me. So the point is, you have developed ideas about Allah that are not from Allah. Which means they're from?
Shaitan.
And you have to silence those ideas and let Allah speak. And the more you let Allah speak, the more this becomes clear.
But even though I do some self-harm and suicidal thoughts,
you'll be helped with through therapy.
Yeah.
But don't assume that is because Allah hates you, or Allah doesn't like you, or Allah will never forgive you, or Allah doesn't want to listen to you, or you're worthless to Allah. Those are all ideas Shaitan wants you to have. Reject those ideas. There's no truth to those ideas.
So what do you think I should do after this?
I think you should be merciful to yourself.
That's hard.
That's what I think you should do. I think that you should be kind to yourself. If you had a younger sister, if you had a daughter one day, and your daughter said these things, wouldn't you want her to be kind to herself? Or would you say, yes, Allah will not forgive you? Would you say that to your daughter? No. So you want to have mercy to your daughter, but you don't want to have mercy to yourself. Why? If your daughter had the same exact kind of life, would you say to her, Allah will never forgive you, or Allah doesn't want to listen to you? You wouldn't say that. But you say that about yourself. Right? So you're not kind to yourself. Well, Allah is kind to you. So why are you rejecting Allah's kindness, right? So you have to remind yourself of the rahmah of Allah a lot. And be in company that reinforces that, inshallah.
Okay?
All the best to you.
I made a bad decision, I think. I'm questioning myself, is this bad decision is Allah's decree or is
What is it?
Bad decision.
Bad decision, okay.
Yes. It's because my stupidness or it is Allah's decree.
You're asking me a question right now, right?
Mm, yeah.
Was that your decision or Allah's decree?
Yeah, but I doing istikhara, but...
No, your question.
Yeah, but I didn't.
Is that Allah or you?
No, I mean me.
Okay.
But
so that's you, right?
No, but I didn't.
Did you do istikhara before asking me a question?
No, no.
No? Wait, it's just you, right?
Yes.
Do you understand my answer?
Yes, I understand. Yes.
Yes. It's you.
Yeah, it's me.
It's you.
Yeah, it's me.
Okay. That's not the qadr of Allah, it's you.
It's me.
Yes. And now Allah wants you to learn from it.
From my bad decision?
Yes, learn from it.
Even though I made istikhara for 10 times.
Yeah. You made a bad decision. Allah didn't make that decision. You did.
Can I just make dua of Prophet Yunus because it is because of my dhulim? I think it is because myself.
Easy mundur.
I don't know, but my friends said this is Allah's decree, but I insist this is because of my stupidness, but I don't understand.
I don't understand the situation, so I don't know what you're talking about actually. So I can't really say, and this is not a place for you to discuss your private situation. But all I can tell you is we have to take responsibility for our choices, but we shouldn't consider the consequences as punishments from Allah. Right?
Yes.
So if I was speeding on the road and I got in an accident, then I was speeding.
Yeah. Yes.
Right?
Yes, right.
And now I learned not to speed again.
Yeah.
Hey everyone, you just watched me answer a question somebody had about the Quran. I'm sure you have many questions about the Quran yourself. A lot of these questions get answered in the Deeper Look study myself and my team do and turn into a series of the Quran on the Deeper Look series available at bayinatv.com. So get your questions answered, sometimes even without having to ask them, by studying these surahs in depth with us at bayinatv.com under the Deeper Look section.